Chapter 5. Atlas. The task of the mythological Atlas was to stop the heavens from crashing down upon Earth. That of the Atlas propulsion module that Goliath carried was much simpler. It had merely to hold back a very small portion of the sky. Assembled on Deimos, the outer satellite of Mars, Atlas was little more than a set of rocket engines attached to propellant tanks holding 200,000 tons of liquid hydrogen. Though its fusion drive could generate less thrust than the primitive missile that had carried Yuri Gagarin into space, it could run continuously not merely for minutes, but for weeks. Even so, its effect on a body the size of Kali would be trivial, a velocity change of a few centimeters per second. But that should be sufficient if all went well. It seemed a pity that the men who had fought so hard for and against Project Atlas would never know the outcome of their efforts. Chapter 6. The Senator. Senator George Leadstone, independent West America, had one public eccentricity and, he cheerfully admitted, one secret vice. He always wore massive horn-rimmed spectacles, non-functional, of course, because they had an intimidating effect on uncooperative witnesses, few of whom had ever encountered such a novelty in this age of instant laser eye surgery. His secret vice, perfectly well known to everyone, was rifle shooting on a standard Olympic range set up in the corridors of a long-abandoned missile silo near Mount Cheyenne. Ever since the demilitarization of planet Earth, such activities had been frowned upon, if not actively discouraged. The senator approved the UN resolution, triggered by the mass slaughters of the 20th century, which banned the ownership by states or individuals of all weapons that could injure more than the single person targeted. Nevertheless, he pooh-poohed the World Savers' famous slogan, "Guns are the crutches of the impotent." "Not for me," he retorted during one of his countless interviews. The media people loved him. "I've got two kids and would have a dozen if the law allowed. I'm not ashamed to admit that I love a good rifle. It's a work of art. When you give that second pressure on the trigger and see you've hit the bullseye, well, there's no feeling like it. And if marksmanship is a substitute for sex, I'll settle for both." What the senator did draw the line at, however, was hunting. Of course, that was okay when there was no other way of getting meat. But to shoot defenseless animals for sport? Now that really is sick. I did it once when I was a kid, a squirrel. Luckily, it wasn't a protected species. Ran onto our lawn, and I couldn't resist the temptation. Dad gave me a whopping, but it wasn't necessary. I'll never forget the mess my bullet made.